Hey, Rob Bradford here. You guys know I'm always up for a good MVP story, and one of the best stories is Wasabi Technology. Wasabi is the world's hottest cloud storage company, and it's become the go-to provider for professional and collegiate sports teams, including 20 Major League Baseball teams like the Red Sox and NHL teams like the Bruins and Vancouver Canucks. Even the Liverpool Football Club is getting in on the Wasabi action. So why is Wasabi the MVP? Well, Wasabi was purpose-built to free businesses from skyrocketing storage costs and unpredictable transaction fees that the Amazons of the world are charging. In fact, Wasabi is up to 80% less than those hyperscalers and doesn't charge a cent for businesses to access their data. From Wasabi's AI-enabled intelligent media storage, Wasabi Air, to the industry's only cloud storage service with triple protection against cyber criminals, data deletion, and ransomware, Wasabi's taking the lead in driving innovation in data storage and helping sports teams to unleash the power of their data. Wasabi, another Boston-based championship team.
The Reds lost to the Phillies on Thursday afternoon 5-0. They split the four-game series against Philadelphia, but still finished the seven-game homestand with a 5-2 record. The Phillies exploded for four runs against Red starter Nick Martinez in the top of the third inning. The big blow was a Bryce Harper two-run homer. Time to get some final thoughts on this game from Tommy Thrall and Chris Welsh.
Thanks, Jed. Well, Chris, tough one for the Red Legs today, but boy, Zach Wheeler, you talked about it earlier that he seemed to be effectively wild. And the Reds, even when they had that opportunity, and I think you go back to the third inning, that was the Reds' chance, and they just couldn't come up with the big hit.
You know, Tom, you see it time and time again where good pitching stops good hitting. And the Reds were, obviously, the way they scored the last two ball games, they were seemingly swinging the bats pretty well. But you run into a guy like Wheeler, who is a top-notch pitcher. He's top 10 in all of baseball. And he knew what he had to do today to get these Phillies going on a getaway day to salvage a split out of this four-game series. And just one of those days where you can kind of walk away from the ballpark and say, it was just not our day.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I think you have to look at the bigger picture and take solace in the fact that, you know, you split two out of four with a really good Phillies team and you won the season series against these guys.
I think that is the great point. You win the series at the very end of the year. That may have a big bearing on what happens in the playoffs, certainly if the Reds are able to get there and the Phillies are able to get there. But yeah, nothing to be ashamed of at all. I mean, when you get two good teams together, you expect them to play pretty even baseball.
It was a tough series. In the end, they split. Phillies win today 5-0. Get back to you.
Thanks, Tommy. Back with highlights right after this. The Reds fell to the Phillies on Thursday afternoon 5-0, and now to the highlight. Nick Martinez made the start for Cincinnati. He faced the minimum number of batters through the first two innings, but Phillies scored all they would need in the top of the third. Nick Castellanos singled to begin the inning. Next up was Bryson Stott.
Here's a 1-2 to Bryson Stott. Swung on. That's down the line and fair. Inside the bag at first base. All the way down into the corner. Chased down by Nick Martinez. Here comes Castellanos, who waved around third. He'll be coming into home standing up. And a stand-up triple. And the ball gets away now from the cutoff man, Eddie De La Cruz. But Stott will stay at third base with an RBI triple. And the Phillies take the lead 1-0.
Johan Rojas grounded out, but Kyle Schwarber got the second run home.
And a pitch swung on. That's a little lofter into left field. It'll chase Steer over towards the line, and they're going to tag up. The long throw by Steer is not in time, and the Phillies get a run. It's 2-0.
Trey Turner then doubled. That brought Bryce Harper, who was just reinstated from the paternity list earlier in the day, back to the plate, and he did this.
Very quiet at the plate is Harper. Now he bends down, ready to go. That is swung on. That is hit well, and that is not coming back. On a 2-2 pitch, Bryce Harper jumps all over that off-speed changeup, and he lines it out of here. And just like that, here in the third inning, the Phillies have put a four spot on the board.
The Phils added to their lead in the top of the sixth. With one out, Brandon Marsh singled. Then with two down, he stole second base. Bryson Stott then drove him in.
1-1. The pitch, Stott takes high. Now it's 2-1 count. Runner at second base, two out. Sam Aul's loosening in the Reds' bullpen. With the Phillies leading it 4-0, batting in the sixth. Nick Martinez trying to get through this sixth inning with it still a 4-0 deficit. The 2-1 pitch. And a line drive out of the reach of Espinal, and that's into right center field for a hit. Marsh is around third to score. It's a two-out RBI single for Bryson Stott. That is his second RBI on his second hit of the afternoon. It is 5-0 Phillies, and that feels like a big run.
Yeah, nice short swing there by Stott. I mean, he just got a pitch up and got right to the hitting zone.
Nick Martinez was finished after six innings pitched, 11 hits, 5 runs earned, no walks, 3 strikeouts, a home run, 89 pitches, 60 for strikes. Zach Wheeler made the start for Philadelphia. He retired the first 6 Reds he faced in the game. In the bottom of the third, Jamer Candelario walked to begin the inning, and Santiago Espinal singled. Wheeler struck out the next 2 batters, but Ellie De La Cruz walked to load the bases. Spencer Steer then flew out the right field to end the threat. Wheeler then set down the next 6 Reds he faced. He walked 2 batters into 6, but the Reds couldn't score, and that was all for Wheeler. Orion Kerkering pitched a 1-2-3 bottom of the 7th. He gave up a base hit to Luke Maley with 1 out in the 8th and then walked a batter with 2 outs. Jeff Hoffman replaced Kerkering. He got Spencer Steer to line out to right field for the final out of the inning. Hoffman came back out for the 9th. He gave up a 1-out single to Nick Martini but struck out Jonathan India and Jamer Candelario back-to-back to end the game. The Reds are shut out on Thursday 5-0. Here are the totals for Philadelphia, 5 runs on 11 hits, no errors, 6 left on base. For Cincinnati, no runs, 3 hits, no errors. They strand at 7. Wheeler the winner, 2-3. Martinez the loser, 0-1. 1 home run in the game. Bryce Harper, number 5. 2 hours, 35 minutes, 17,557 on hand at Great American Ballpark. With the victory, the Phillies are now 16-10. The Reds 14-11 with the defeat. Time to hear from Reds starter Nick Martinez.
Yeah, I mean, a little combination of some bad luck and mislocations to the wrong guys.
I guess Harper always qualifies as the wrong guy.
Yeah. One of the best in the game, if not the best. So, I like the pitch call. I missed the execution, and he capitalized. And same with. Was Turner on? Is that when he hit the cutter for the double, I think? Yeah, that's another good hitter where I didn't execute that pitch. And the first run, a little bit of bad luck. Ball gets caught in there in the corner, turns into a triple, then a sack fly. Just a little bit of bad luck there mixed with missed execution. I think just to keep pushing forward, man. I'm not far off from getting on a roll, I feel like. It seems from a starting standpoint, I'm running some big innings, but there's a lot of good to take away from my starts. Just 1 or 2 pitches, that I don't execute. And it always seems to have some guys on base that lead to a big inning. And executing and mixing pitch as well. Other than that, and then from a relief standpoint, just really nothing different mentally and physically. I feel fine executing, and maybe just there's shorter outings out of the bullpen. But again, I feel good. Just to keep pushing forward, I'd say.
Friday night, the Reds begin a 3-game series against the defending world champion Texas Rangers. Right-hander Graham Ashcraft goes for Cincinnati. He's 3-1 with a 5.24 ERA. Right-hander Nathan Eovaldi will pitch for Texas. He's 1-2. His ERA, 3.30. We're on the air with the pregame show beginning at 7:35. First pitch is scheduled for 8:05. And once again, the final score on Thursday afternoon, the Phillies shut out the Reds 5-0. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.